New music is here for the hour. It's a wonderful highlight of some of the best new sounds in gospel music. And Danny Riley of Gold City joins me as our guest co-host this week.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
We've got wonderful songs lined up from artists like the Tallies, the Kingdom Heirs, Wilburn and Wilburn, Ricky Atkinson, Channing Ellington, Gordon Moat. Of course, Gold City's on this lineup as well. As you're thinking about great new music, we can always count on something great from these artists. And Danny, we've got the Gold City song here. We'll just go ahead and start off with it. It's from the project Somebody's Coming. It's titled Lord of Life. Last show we did on new music, we played it, and Wes Hampton introduced it because Wes said this was a great song that he almost chose for his album. It was, it's just a wonderful song.
Hi, Daniel.
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you. Yeah, it's a great song. And, you know, we can always count on Jim Brady and the guys that he writes with to give us some great music. And we recorded three of his songs on this CD. And Lord of Life, such a powerful, powerful picture of the resurrection. And, you know, to stand up there and sing it, the way that the lyrics are presented, it kind of gives it, kind of catches you.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just gives us a different twist. And to watch people when the song is being sung from our perspective and when they're, you know, and their eyes light up and they start, it's just, it's incredible. And it's just another great song from those guys.
Yeah, I can imagine. That's, you know, most people probably think of singers in the category of entertaining and performing.
Right.
But I think you also got to realize as a vocalist, as a singer, a musician even, you're really communicating. And so you're a communicator. And when you see, I guess much like a teacher with a child learning the alphabet or learning to read or learning math, you see a light bulb go off. So when you're communicating a gospel message in a creative way like this song does, I mean, it's just got to be very rewarding to see that light bulb go off.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, when we are choosing songs for a CD, that's what we're looking for. We want to hear a song that presents the same message, this incredible message that presents it in a new way that is going to get somebody's attention. When it reaches out and it grabs me and it touches me and it provokes my thinking and encourages me, you know, that's a song that I feel like I can communicate.
Yeah.
It's, you know, if it touches me, then I can convey that to people we're singing to. And it's always a blessing to know that God is able to use you to touch somebody. You know, it's, and of course we depend on these writers that God is blessed with an incredible gift of, you know, words. That's one talent that, I mean, every song I've ever wrote starts out with, I was walking down the road.
Right.
I don't have that one.
Well, I'm telling you, you guys do a great job with it. It's Lord of Life, and what a way to kick off the program today. It's Gold City and Danny Riley, my guest co-host today on Daniel Britt and Friends.
It was a long, dark night in Jerusalem. You could almost hear the sound of evil laughter in the air. The Prince of Darkness boasted of his trophy in the grave and the power that it took to put him there. But the Sunday sun came up, showing Jesus was gone. There could be no doubt from that moment on. Lord of life, he's alive, triumphant and alive again, proving death is not. the stone so that all could see. The tomb was nothing more than just a temporary place. Then Mary looked inside, and as she turned to go away, she met her risen Savior face to face. He was back just as he said, and she fell at his feet in worship and in awe, for she knew he was indeed Lord of life. He's alive, triumphant and alive again, proving death is not the end. Lord of life, he's alive. He fought the fight and won the war. The grave has no hold anymore on those belonging to the Lord of life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The tomb is empty. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come and see. Shout through eternity. Lord, I'm
alive. He's alive, triumphant and alive again, proving death is not the end.
City Quartet here on a New Music Spotlight. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with my guest co-host from Gold City, Daniel Riley. And now as we look to the great new songs that are in gospel music, you got to look at this artist who was recently on our show, and the project is simply titled Brighter One. It's the title cut. Here is Marshall Hall right now on Daniel Britt and Friends. Our New Music Spotlight rolls along.
Hey, this is Daniel Riley with Gold City, and you're listening to a New Music Spotlight from Daniel Britt and Friends.
Well, if you're waking up this morning and all your skies are gray, and if you just don't understand why all your blue sky went away, you gotta keep your chin up, you gotta keep your head up, you never know what's right around the bend. And the greatest intervention you could ever comprehend. There's a brighter one waiting in the wings. This is just one moment standing in the in-between. So don't get down, don't give up. Stick to your faith, hope, and love. Know that every day that you can't see the sun, he's working on a brighter one. Stuck on season one, it seems the channel never changes. Must not be ready for tomorrow, or it would be yesterday. Oh yeah. So you gotta keep believing, though you've been feeling that there is no reason why. You gotta keep moving, you gotta get through it, even if it is the darkest night. Sun, he's working on a brighter one. Oh, he's got plans for you. So many times it's easy just to cry before the dawn.
Daniel Britton Friends. Nothing but new music this hour as we're listening to some great new sounds. And this guy, I've always liked his songs, but I got to know him a little bit better one-on-one and found this guy's personality is just contagious and he's funny. And I'm talking about Ricky Atkinson. And I think you had a chance to work with him in the studio at one point, right?
I have. When Ricky sang with the Wilburns, I was able to do some recording and some producing with them. And Ricky was always a fun guy. He's a big guy. He's tall and, he's like a big bear, but he's just as gentle and has such a sweet spirit about him. And, as you said, his laughter and his personality is contagious. And it was always a lot of fun working with Ricky. And he and Lauren Harris were with the group at the time, and the two of them together were just, they were a lot of fun.
Ricky Atkinson, the song is He Stood By Me. It's a new music spotlight. Danny Riley, the guest co-host you're hearing here with us here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
I have journeyed many miles through the sun and through the rain. I've enjoyed some days of gladness. I've endured some nights of pain. Maybe I can't see what's waiting further down the road. And though tomorrow is uncertain, there's one thing I know. If the sun should not arise, if the stars fall from the skies, if the mighty mountains tumble down into the sea, when the raging storm I face, in the shelter of His grace, I will rest until it's past, then I'll look back and see the God of all creation stood by me. Just suppose that all the things we are blessed with every day, suddenly we're taken away. Just as sure as there's a heaven, God is in control. And to know He'll see me through brings comfort to my soul. If the sun should not arise, if the stars fall from the skies, if the mighty mountains tumble down into the sea, when the raging storm I face, in the shelter of His grace, I will rest until it's past, then I'll look back and see the God of all creation stood by me. If the sun should not arise, if the stars fall from the skies, if the mighty mountains tumble down into the sea,
Ricky Atkinson, you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. It's a new music spotlight. My guest co-host is Daniel Riley of Gold City. Now, here's the Dunaways.
Don't start out now. God's never gonna let you down. Don't let fear and worry rob you of the joy you found. Just look out from. You're too close to home to turn around. Don't start doubting now. God's still there, so don't forget the times He's brought you through have made you stronger. Don't start doubting now. God's never gonna let you down. Don't let fear and worry rob you of the joy you found. Just look how far you've come. Everything God has saved you from. You're too close to home to turn.
Nothing but the new stuff this hour. New Music Spotlight. Danny Riley's my guest co-host. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. And I thought when this song came out, it was timely. But then, as the Lord has a way of doing, I know in your life as well, it's the same way, Daniel, that God works in the interruptions of our lives. And when I heard Channing Ellison sing this lyric about the days, one of these days, it's just not going to matter. All of these things we focus on right now, it's not going to matter in 10, 20, 30 years even. So, and then to find out that his mother passed away, right as this song is being released out to radio, the song has really risen and risen well for him. But in the midst of this, his mother passes away. And that's not something that that you can usually swallow very easily, anybody, because we all have a mother. And yeah. But Channing also was a friend of yours, and you guys spent some time together on the road when he was accompanying Gold City.
Oh yeah, Channing traveled with us for a number of years, and you know when you travel together like we do, you're like brothers. And Channing is one of the most genuine, one of the kindest people that I've ever been around. And his family they're all like that. They're close. Mm-hmm. They've got such a sweet spirit about them, and. I still talk to Channing now and then, and he's just an incredible guy. I was able to watch God work in his life while he was with Gold City, and then it came the time for him to move on, and to see what God has taken and done with Channing is incredible. And you were talking about, I can say this from an artist's perspective. Things happen sometimes. You know, Channing recorded that song, and then in the midst of all this, God took that song and used it to encourage him. Mm. And Miss Janice was a sweet lady, and she'll be missed. But you know, we're all going to be together again, and it's always hard to lose somebody. But Channing, strong young man, beautiful family, and he's everybody that knows him loves him.
Yeah, I followed him back from, I remember the Port Voices days, I think probably my introduction to him, and thought he was a great talent then, and a lot like another guy we're going to play in a little while, great at the keyboard, but also very strong in the studio and vocally as well. And this is Channing Ellington, and the song is Days When the Project's Summer Rains Have Gone. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Fred.
Just trying to impress and make the friends that move me down the road to my success. I can't wait to be like them and live the good life. Yeah, one of these days. Now I'm treading deeper waters than I ever thought I would. Fight to keep my chin up before I go down for good. Looking out for my ship to come and get me. One of these days. But one of these days it won't matter. All the nights that I work late, or how high I climbed that ladder on the way to my big break. When those that love me waited in the wings as I worked for the things that'll pass away. But one of these days, what matters most is my family, the time I spend with them. And if I've made peace with done, 'cause we've only got one shot here, and then our time will come.
Here on A New Music Spotlight, it's really, literally nothing but new sounds this hour. I'm Daniel Britt. My guest co-host is Daniel Riley of Gold City Quartet. And now, it's the latest from the Booth Brothers. It's Masterpiece of Mercy on Daniel Britt and Friends.
He knew what I was when he made me. He saw the sinner I'd become. Yet he knew he had grace that could save me. His latest work of art had just begun. He started with an old dirty canvas. My sin left me tattered, bent, and marred. Then this artist turned his light upon my sadness and began to wash away the blackest part. When all the stains were gone, he started painting with colors that I'd never seen before. Then with joy he was ready to display me, to show the world what the cross was for.
A masterpiece of mercy, a miracle of grace. When the master sees one hurting and wipes the pain away, the canvas of the artist becomes a whole. Masterpiece of mercy, a miracle of grace.
Now I'm getting ready for heaven. Every day just makes me want to go. But the artist hasn't stopped, he's still painting. And when he's finished, he will take me home.
Masterpiece of mercy, a miracle of grace. When the master sees one hurting and wipes the pain away, the canvas of the artist becomes a holy place. For a masterpiece of mercy, a miracle of grace. The canvas of the artist becomes a holy place.
For a masterpiece of mercy, a
Daniel Britton Friends, New Music Spotlight. Danny Reilly is my guest co-host today, and obviously I didn't even think about this when this was on the list, but this is a no-brainer to have you come back and introduce. I know a great friend of yours and a bandmate at one point, obviously during a great period of Gold City's years, and that's when Jonathan Wilburn was there. And now Jonathan has moved to where he is including his son on the road doing this father-son duo. And have you had a chance? I mean, do they still live close by there in Alabama?
They do. They just live just on the other side of town from us. And, you know, Jonathan and I have stayed. We're like brothers. You know, we traveled for 12 years. And when he came off the road, he became a he started selling cars. Uh-huh. Which there was, if anybody that knows Jonathan, that wasn't a big surprise. And so I became one of his first customers. Yeah. But Jonathan's a hoot. I've watched Jordan grow up, and he's just grown into an incredible young man. And you know, and we've had the opportunity to work with Wilburn and Wilburn several times. And you know, it's just a lot of folks were asking, you know, how can this work? And I tell you, it's a cool thing. They do a great job, and Jonathan is another one of those that have a very magnetic personality, and he's crazy, and I mean that in a good way.
Right.
Yeah. I could sit and talk about Jonathan, good and bad, for a long time, but I'm not going to do that. But. Jonathan comes from a great family, and known his mom and dad for a long time, and he's just fine people. And I'm so glad that he's singing again. I'm glad that his son is able to take part, because he loves it just like he does. And it's just it's a great thing to see what God has done with in that situation. It's just really cool.
And the project is very appropriately titled Family Ties. It's Jesus Will. Here's Wilburn and Wilburn on a new music spotlight. Daniel Britton Friend.
Christian, I know you're discouraged. We're living in difficult days. But even though trouble is stirring, there is hope if we just keep the faith. The good news still outweighs the bad news. God's word is the truth we can claim. And in a world where nothing is settled, there are some things that never will change. Jesus will still save the lost when they're hurting. Jesus will still love you no matter what. Jesus will answer the soul who is searching when nobody else understands how you feel. Jesus will. Jesus will. Jesus will still keep his promise, never to leave us alone. He still sends his blessings down on us, and heaven will still be our home. So when all you believe is in question, confusion is clouding your mind, facing your doubt with conviction will comfort you time after time. Jesus will still save the lost when they're hurting. Jesus will still love you no matter what. Jesus will answer the soul who is searching.
And Wilburn, you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. I love this group. This is a remake of an old classic they originally put out. It's called Grace and Glory. It is Poet Voices here on a New Music Spotlight.
Unmerited favor of the Savior falling from his holiness. It is never-ending grace extending from his righteousness to the undeserving. God is serving bountiful supply. Great love's abounding and surrounding us from sky to sky. His love is full of grace and glory, that is why I sing. I'll tell the blessed gospel story, let his praises ring. My cup is overflowing, ever knowing he's my king. His love is full of grace and glory, that is why I sing.
Splendor for a sinner saved by God's amazing grace. There's glory in their story as they run this pilgrim race. They spend the days to give them praise to the Lord and King.
Till the work is done, they serve the one who gave them everything. His love is full of grace and glory, that is why I sing. I'll tell the blessed gospel story, let his praises ring. My
You're listening to Daniel Britton Friends, nothing but new music, and Danny Riley's on my guest line right now as guest co-host of this, and I'm just going to let you take the lead on this song because I know it's one of your favorites, Greater Vision song, and Chris is back with them, and I'm telling you, the sound is incredible.
Oh, it is, and a lot of people are surprised to hear me say that he is one of my favorite singers. And I've told him that a bunch of times, and of course he don't. But Chris Allman is one of my favorite singers. He's got such a smooth voice. I just love to hear him sing. Yeah. And I remember when I was a kid. You know, my dad was traveling. He's traveled all my life, and Southern gospel music has always been a big part of my life. When I was a kid, I listened to records and whatever Dad brought home. You know, I just listened to it constantly. And he brought home, of course, the Cathedrals. He'd bring home their records. And the first time I heard this song was when Kirk Talley sang it with him. And I've always loved the song. I know a man who can. I've sang it a bunch of times, you know, growing up at church and whatnot. And I have to say that my favorite version of the song is Chris Allman, The Greater Vision, singing it. Mm. That's a great song with a great message and very encouraging. And anytime I'm going through something that I don't think I can handle, I think of that song.
Danny Riley, guest co-host today on Daniel Britton Friends, and right now, it's Greater Vision.
Get up and walk again. Oh, but I that no one loves you, and your life, it's out of hand.
I know a man who can.
Yes, I know a man who
I know a can.
Of course, that's Greater Vision. You're listening to a new music spotlight on Daniel Britt and Friends. Daniel Riley is my guest co-host for today's show. And right now is the latest from Palmetto State Quartet.
Well, you say you're tired of running away from all your shame. But the guilt just keeps on coming, and it's driving you away. You think you've gone too far, and you have no place to go. But Jesus knows right. Tired of searching for a place to stop and rest, but still you keep on hurting because you feel that emptiness. You're lost and on your Jesus.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. It's a new music spotlight. Danny Riley's my guest co-host here on the show. And by the way, your dad's singing with you again. I think most people know that. And, you know, he took some time where he wasn't there. And obviously we remember those legendary days, even going back into the 80s, you know, when Gold City had this sound. And as everything in life is, Danny, things change and the sound has changed through the years. And so now that your dad's back, and like we played at the top of the show here, the Lord of Life song might be a little bit different sound than Tim had with the group back in the 80s. What is his perception on that? I mean, does he understand even quartet music changes through the years?
He does, but he's resistant to it, you know. I mean, and he admits that. He said, he always says, I guess I'm just old.
Yeah.
And I always tell him, yes, you are. But no, he as long as the song has great lyrics, he likes it. He may not like the style as much. He may not care for all that. But sure. As long as the song is lyrically sound and you can understand the words and it has something to say that is constructive to the Christian, then he's fine with it. And so that's, there have been times when we've, gone a little to the left or to the right, and pushed the envelope, whatever. Mm-hmm. And, but, we always come back to the center.
Yeah.
And in the center, you can, as long as the message is there, then, I think God can use it. So, and that's his attitude on it. And, but, of course his favorite, he complains. We sang yesterday at a church and they had hymn books in the pews and he talked about it all the way home because, a lot of churches don't have hymn books anymore.
Yeah. Right. And, right.
But I have to admit, it holds a special place in my heart. When I was growing up, we sang out of the hymn book. Yeah. But he's just, that's from his era, and that's special to him. And he has his favorite styles and favorite songs, and they're different, but he recognizes that, everybody has a different flair about them.
Yeah.
So that's a blessing.
Well, and this next guy has brought back a song from that classic sound. And first of all, tell me about the Hensons, because that's where this song came from. The Hensons, were they a part of your music of choice growing up?
Oh yeah, when Gold City was in their early years, the Hensons were, they were hot, and the Hensons were always one of the most exciting groups to see.
Yeah.
And they were great performers. Their music was great. And they were just—they were one of the most exciting groups, I think, of all time in our genre of music. Of course, Kenny Henson is one of those singers that has such an impact that people of that generation want to sing just like him.
Mm-hmm.
And there are those that come along. Michael English, his singing. Everybody wanted to be Michael English. Mm-hmm. Kenny Henson was the same way. Rusty Goodman was the same way. And Kenny was he was just wanting what he could do with his voice, just wasn't normal,
He's right.
And, but they, I remember I was probably 13 years old or something. They came and sang at Gold City's homecoming. And, I'll never forget that night. They had an incredible band. They were just an incredible group. And
yeah.
I could talk about all that all day, but the song "Call Me Gone," of course, was Kenny Henson, one of the signature songs. And, I love to see a song live on, and for Gordon Moe to sing it. Now Gordon, everybody knows him from his incredible skills on the piano, but he is a phenomenal singer.
Yeah.
And I have heard him do this song, and it's incredible. I love Gordon Moe. He's from right here where we're from. He's from the Gadsden, Alabama area.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever we see him, we always talk about home. But great guy. I love to hear him sing, and he does a super job on this song.
Call me a dreamer, 'cause I call it my heaven. I don't care. Call me crazy, 'cause I'm homesick for it, yet I have never been there. Call me a stranger, 'cause that's all I am. I know I don't belong. Call me anything, but when he calls me, call me gone.
I was smart enough one day to call Jesus Christ the Lord of my life, and I called it quits to a whole lot of sin. And it's because of that commitment, well, a lot of people laugh and call me foolish. But you know, that doesn't really bother me at all, because even a fool can see by the shape she's in that this old world's about to fall. But as long as I let Jesus call the shots, well, I've got nothing at all to fear. And when that roll is called up yonder, don't bother calling me, 'cause I'm not gonna be here. Call me gone.
Friends, and with all these songs being great, and a good, I think a good way to test and see, hey, gospel music's alive and well, because you got this hour of great new songs that are leading the way here. Danny Riley's been my guest co-host today, and as we've been talking about a lot of these groups, you got Wilburn and Wilburn, Jonathan and Jordan Wilburn, who live there in the Gadsden, Alabama area. You got Gold City that's based there, and Danny's there. Gordon Mote has roots there in Alabama, and I think like Mark Trammell, Mark still lives there, right?
He's right here in Gadsden.
And so you've got so much talent that has come. I mean, you can think of the state alone that's produced gospel music, but even when you go even more specific down to Gadsden, you've got such a history there, and that town's just bursting at the seams with talent.
Oh, yeah. And the area, Sand Mountain is just right up the road here.
Yeah.
And Sand Mountain, you know, there's Vestal Goodman.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of great singers came off of Sand Mountain. But,
Jake Hess, yeah. And Jack Tony, yeah. I think, yeah.
Jack Tony, absolutely. Yeah. He's another one of my favorite singers, just as a little side note there. But, but no, God's blessed this little spot down here with a lot of great talent.
Well, Danny, it's been good to have you here with us, and keep singing. And by the way, Gold City is online. I know you guys are plugged into all the different social avenues there, but website's a good home landing place to spider off and link to those other places.
GoldCityQT.com. You can go there and and get to everywhere else. GoldCityQT.com. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Jitter, all that stuff.
Hey, Danny, thanks for taking time to help us play some new songs.
Hey, I enjoyed it.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, each week Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern Gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.